Fresh Art International presents conversations about creativity in the 21st century. I'm Kathy Bird. Today on Fresh Art International, I'm super excited to share a Sunday morning conversation I recorded on Skype with Maria Alokhina, a member of the Russian punk performance group Pussy Riot. Known for appearing in brightly colored dresses and knitted balaclavas, the girl band became a global sensation in early 2012 after they performed a two-minute protest against the politics of President Vladimir Putin inside Moscow's Cathedral of Christ the Savior. Hard to imagine. In fact, they never expected it. The two-minute performance led to their arrests and to a televised trial, where Maria transformed testimony and cross-questioning into political performance art. In late October 2012, Maria and band member Nadia Tolokonikova were sent to separate prisons to serve two-year sentences for hooliganism. On December 23, 2013, they were released in an amnesty deal. Maria and Nadia have been politically active ever since. It's lovely to meet you today, Maria.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have this opportunity to hear your voice after having represented Pussy Riot on Fresh Art International through the documentary, Pussy Riot, A Punk Prayer. And I just wondered what you thought of the success of that documentary in communicating your story.
So about documentary, I have to say that the director of the film is my good friend, Maxim Pizdarovkin. I really like what he's doing in the documentary. After we were released, I met him and we spent a lot of days talking about this court from my side and from his side. Yes, I think it's a good film.
You have been involved in other kinds of protest or political action since you've been out, and you've been awarded a Hannah Arendt Prize for political thought. How did that feel to receive that recognition?
I feel my life as a political protest and political action. Actually, it's life of political artists in Russia in general. Hannah Arendt, she's really important for me. I read her a lot when I was in jail in Moscow. Her book about revolution, I had a serious fight with prison guards to have this book in my cell because prison guards really don't like the word revolution in the cover of the book. That's a real problem to to have inside prison books with such titles. Our government, especially Putin, wants to somehow put back Stalin's cult. Figures such as Hannah Arendt, who is deconstructing totalitarian concept, are the most important now for us.
We've talked, you and I, about the importance of Pussy Riot as a movement, in a way, representing human rights. And I wonder how it feels to be considered in some ways an icon.
I don't believe in icons. I think each gesture and each action of every person is as important as ours, for example, and we all can be models. This is probably what I was trying to say in the court and after that. You should just not be afraid to be yourself.
After you were released from prison, you and Nadia founded Justice Zone.
It's a human rights project which we started since we were released, and the main goal is to cover all the topics about violation of freedom in Russia. So our media outlet, Media Zona, is covering the topics of police violence, violence inside penal colonies and prisons, political courts and political murders, and our lawyers are providing legal help for all those who are behind bars. For example, our lawyers were providing help to Peter Pawlenski, who is the main contemporary artist in Russia. He's actually in the show which we are doing now with Belarus Free Theater.
Maria is in London now, working with this independent theater company. They're preparing a performance by and about dissident artists titled Burning Doors, after one of Peter Pawlinski's radical protests. Maria performs as herself.
I think Belarus Free Theater is like a Pussy Riot as a political art, which is fighting for the freedom. This is my first theater project. This is not like, you know, usual actors. This is people with amazing stories. These 2 years which I spent in so-called freedom after prison, I had a lot to say about it, actually. And theater, I hope, helped me.
I'm Kathy Bird. This Fresh Art International podcast episode features Maria Aloshina, a member of the punk performance group known as Pussy Riot. After her release from prison 2 years ago, she hasn't stopped fighting for freedom and justice. Her work encourages all of us to be more politically engaged. Visit freshartinternational.com to listen to our episode about the Pussy Riot documentary and read more on art activism in Russia. If you like this conversation, please share on social media. You can subscribe to, rate, and review our podcast on iTunes. You'll find us on Stitcher, Android, SoundCloud, Google Music, Play, and Public Radio Exchange. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more conversations about creativity.